The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, will you please finish your breakfast or you're going to be late to school?
I'm not hungry, Mommy.
Oh, honestly, I don't know how she gets by. She doesn't eat enough to keep a bird alive.
Yeah, well, stop worrying. When she's hungry, she'll eat. Oh, boy, would you look at the time. Seems to be no matter what time we get up, I'm always having to rush.
Well, I hope you've got time to go look at the paint in the dining room.
Well,
he's going to start painting that this morning, and I'd like you to check the color with me before you leave.
No, darling,
Honey, I don't want to lose any time. We're going to be papered and painted so we can move in by Thanksgiving.
Gee, it would be nice to move out of this garage. Has the painter painted my bedroom, Mommy?
No, he hasn't even started on the upstairs yet.
I want everything pink.
Well, now, look, I can only take a minute to look at the dining room. I got to be at the office on time this morning. I got an appointment.
Well, come on. Let's go in and check for the painter. Beth, you finish your breakfast now. Daddy and I are going on into the house.
Tell the painter I want my room pink.
Yes, dear, he's not too bad yet. Oh, I'm going crazy with all this painting, and I don't think the painter knows what he's doing.
Well, if you finish your milk at least, young lady,
Hello? No, this is Betsy. No, Mommy isn't here. She went into the new house to talk to the painter with Daddy. Oh, yes, Mrs. Venus. They're starting to paint everything so we can move in by Thanksgiving. Well, Mommy said she was going crazy with all the painting. She doesn't think the painter knows what he's doing. All right, Mrs. Venus, I'll tell Mommy. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, well, I'm terribly sorry, dear. The painter said he'd have several samples mixed up.
Well, look, I'm sorry. I cannot wait. I got to get to work. Where's my briefcase?
Mommy, Mrs. Venus just called.
Oh, my heavens. What'd she want?
She didn't want anything.
Oh, good. I don't want to let Madge know we're painting. She'll be over here interfering as usual. I'm having enough trouble with the painter as it is.
Yeah, boy, I'll say. Look, where is my briefcase, will you?
I told her you were painting, Mommy.
Oh, no, Betsy.
I said you were going crazy and you didn't think the painter knew what he was doing. And she said she'd be over this morning to help.
Oh, now, why would you say that,
now,
Betsy?
Don't blame the child. It's exactly what you said.
Well, that is all I need. Madge Bemis.
You know the old advice about doing your Christmas shopping early. Well, there's one time you have to shop and mail your Christmas presents early, and that's if you're planning to send anything to someone serving in the armed forces overseas. The Secretary of Defense and the Postmaster General urge you to mail your overseas Christmas parcels now. Anything sent after November 20th cannot be guaranteed for delivery in time for Christmas. So if you want your packages to arrive safely, be sure to follow these few precautions. Pack the articles tightly in a strong box made of corrugated cardboard, fiberboard, wood, or metal. Wrap the box in heavy paper and tie it securely with heavy cord. Do not write, but print both the mailing and return addresses plainly on the package. And before you send anything, better check with your local post office to find out what you may or may not send. Also, how large and how heavy packages are allowed to be. Make the overseas servicemen and women in your family happy this Christmas by sending their packages before November 20th.
Darling, why didn't you tell me you'd started the painting?
Oh, well, my goodness, it's not your problem, Madge. You have enough to do. I certainly don't feel I should impose on your goodness.
Didn't I tell you that when you started painting to let me know? Didn't I?
Well, yes, I know, but...
Well, you are most certainly not imposing. I told you that I'd be glad to come out here and stand over that painter until he got just the right shade. And you have to do that, darling.
Yes, I know, Madge, and I did. I stood over him until we got the living room painted, and I think it's perfect. He's starting in the dining room today.
You haven't done the living room.
Well, yes, Madge, that's Friday and Saturday.
Well, did you watch him mix it?
Well, yes, I watched him.
What did he put in?
Well, I don't know exactly, Madge. I mean...
That's it, darling. You see, you don't know. But I do. You forget I was an interior decorator for years before I married Charlie. And, darling, if there is one thing I do know, it's colors.
Yes, well,
Now, you said you loved the paint in my house.
Well, yes.
That gorgeous dark brown green color that I have in the living room, which is simply marvelous, isn't it?
Yes, it's lovely, ma'am.
Oh, well, darling, it took the painter 4 days to get that color, and I stood over him every minute, and finally, I mixed it myself.
Yes, well, Mads, the painter we have is supposed to be the best in town, and I had a little trouble with him at first, but now he seems to know what I want.
Well, darling, let's look at it, and I'll tell you what I think. It is all wrong.
Oh, Madge.
Oh, darling, the living room isn't right at all.
Well, it's what I wanted, Madge. A very warm, soft blue-green. Almost a Williamsburg blue, but not quite, and I think he finally got it right. I like it.
Oh, no, dear, you don't like it.
Well, I do too, Madge.
Well, now, yes, perhaps, but have you any idea what's going to happen to this shade when you get your furniture in, your draperies up? Why, you're going to feel smothered. The walls will just close in. There's no life to this, no. This needs some red in it.
Red?
Yes, dear. You've got to give your room some warmth, some vitality. Oh, no, dear, it's all wrong, and it'll have to be done over.
Done over?
Yes.
Madge, I'm hoping to get it... Get the whole house finished so we can move in by Thanksgiving.
Well, you'll be sorry if you don't do it right to begin with. Do you want to put all this money into painting and then have it wrong?
Well, Madge, frankly, I don't think it is wrong. I like it.
No, you don't, dear. You don't want to tell the painter that's what's wrong with you.
Well,
oh, I know you so well.
Well,
I don't mind at all. They don't intimidate me one bit. Where is the painter?
Well, look, Madge, look,
the painter! The painter! What's his name?
Well, Pirelli, Mr. Pirelli. But look, Madge,
Mr. Pirelli!
Madge, look, I'm having enough trouble as it is.
Because you give in, dear. You have to let them know who's boss. You don't have to be unpleasant. Just let them realize that you know what you're doing.
Yes, but I... Oh, hello, Mr. Pirelli. This is Mrs. Bemis, a friend of mine. She used to be an interior decorator. So
how do you do, Mr. Pirelli? This living room will have to be done over. It's all wrong.
What do you mean, it's all wrong?
I mean, it is all wrong.
That's a very nice color.
Yes, it may be a very nice color, but it's not a nice color for this room. May I ask the exact colors you mixed for this?
What I mixed? I mixed a blue, a green. What she wants.
Yes, ma'am.
And what else besides blue and green?
What do you mean, what else? A little of this, a little of that, I know how to mix a paint.
Mr. Pirelli, I know this color well. It's a standard color and comes ready mixed from the factory.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You telling me I don't know my business?
Mad, for goodness sake, dear, please. Get an empty bucket, Mr. Pirelli, and start mixing. And we will keep on mixing until we get exactly what Mrs. Piper wants.
Well, but Madge, I...
Darling, believe me, I know what I'm doing.
Now, for heaven's sakes, will you calm down?
Calm down. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The day is gone, and nothing has been done. Nothing has been painted. We will never get in by Thanksgiving. Madge,
now, darling, look, this is the second time since this painting started that you've told me to rush home. Sweetheart, I cannot just leave work and rush home
Madge
every...
Madge has been here all day, and she and the painter have done nothing but mix paint for the living room.
But for the living room... That's all done.
Madge said it was all wrong and had to be done over. They have been mixing paints, and she is screaming at the painter. And he has been yelling at her. Open the door and you can hear them.
Why did it have to be done over?
I don't know. You know how Madge is. She said I didn't like it.
Well, for Pete, haven't you got the courage of your own conviction? Why you let Madge dominate you?
Well, you know how Madge is.
Yeah, I know. All right, come on. I'll go talk to her.
It makes me so mad. There, you can hear them, you see. Yeah.
Well, we don't have a week to decide on a color. I want to move in next week.
All right. Come on.
What do you mean, more red?
It needs more red.
Well, hello, Madge. Mr. Pirelli, having a little trouble here?
A little trouble. All day she tells me what to do. Mix this, mix that. Like I don't know my business. I know my business.
Yes, of course you do, Mr. Pirelli. I'm sure that Mrs.
All right, just want to know one thing. Is she going to be here telling me how I paint every room? Every room?
I certainly am, and they are going to be done right.
Then I tell you something right now. I quit. I quit.
Mr. Pirelli, go after him, Jim. Go after him, you can't quit.
Darling, let him go. There are other painters.
Other painters? No, look here, Madge. Mr. Pirelli.
Madge, how could you? How could you, Madge? I wanted to move in by Thanksgiving.
Darling, don't worry. Be glad he quit. Because I got an idea that will be fun and save you money at the same time. It's a marvelous idea. Simply marvelous.
Well, you might as well calm down. It's done. What did Mr. Pirelli say?
What did he say? He said everything. Oh. Doesn't she ever mind her own business?
She thinks she's helping, I guess, the way Charlie always does.
What is this marvelous, simply marvelous idea she's got?
I don't know. She wanted to call Charlie first, and I see he's just driven up. She's out there talking to him. Oh, there they come. Well, I suppose we'd better be pleasant about it. Madge means well.
Means well? Boy, I tell you, these people with good intentions who butt in where they're not wanted mess everything
up. Please, go on. Attention, boy. Oh. Hey, Madge just told me what a spot you're in. Boy, how do you get yourself in these jams, pal?
How do we get in them? Well, I'll tell you how we got in this
one. Oh, I know. Madge told me.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor kids. It's tough to get a painter that doesn't know anything.
Well, perhaps you know one, Charlie. We could get this good.
I sure do. Me.
You?
Yes, that was my marvelous idea, darling. And Charlie thinks it's marvelous, too.
Well, what do you mean?
We're going to help you paint the place ourselves.
Yes. No, really, Charlie.
Listen, you'll save money, and it'll be fun.
Well,
now, all you have to pay for is paint and refreshments.
Well, if refreshments?
Sure. We'll make this one big painting party. Round up all our gang, see? Stick a paintbrush in their hands and put them to work. Oh, listen, we'll have a ball every evening until the whole darn place is done.
Oh, no. I mean, thanks anyhow, Charlie, but those things don't work out
easily. Well, by gosh, it will work out, because good old Charlie is going to take charge. Now, you want to move in by Thanksgiving, don't you?
Well, yes, we have to. We have about 20 relatives coming for dinner.
Well, all right. Well,
Charlie, it's very nice of you.
No, don't. Thank me. It was all Madge's idea. Give credit where credit's due. Oh, she's a wonderful girl, isn't she?
Oh, Charlie.
Right, come on. Let's get organized. Now, start making out a list, Madge. We'll call Fred and Eleanor, Myra and George.
And we've got to ask Sammy Porter. Oh, he is loads of fun.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I don't think he even knows how to hold a paintbrush. But he is more fun than a barrel of monkeys. He'll have us in stitches every minute. Now, who else is fun, Madge?
Well, we got to think about that. You think we'll get it painted all right, dear?
I don't know. I certainly don't know.
On CBS News features like the World News Roundup or the World Tonight, you can bridge oceans and span continents in a flash to learn exactly what's going on in remote places. 7 mornings a week, as most of these same stations present the World News Roundup, visit London, Rome, Tokyo, or anywhere else the big news story is breaking for eyewitness details. Every evening, let the World Tonight be your magic carpet. With direct reports by CBS newsmen and lively interviews with people in the news, the World Tonight will bring you right up to the minute with history without wasting a minute of your time. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.